Psalm 80. To the chief musician, upon Shoshana Midath, a psalm of Asaph. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength, and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root. And it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof, were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, the one that led Joseph like a flock, the one that dwells between the cherubims. Shine forth, O Lord, stir up thy strength, and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Before the world can be saved, the church needs to be saved. O God, save your people, the people that call upon the name of Jesus. Save us from our iniquities and selfishness and confusion and fears and carnal mindset. Save us, O Lord. Turn us again, O God. Revive your people unto you and true spirituality. How can we preach peace to the world when we don't even have peace with you and with each other? How can we preach forgiveness and grace when we are still tormented with the things of the past? How can we shine to the lost if we are still being swallowed up by darkness? Shine your face upon us, O Lord, and we shall be saved. Just like you formed Israel and called her and planted her in her land to be holy unto you and to bear good fruit unto you, so too did you form the body of Christ from within yourself. And you called us, and you planted the church in heavenly places to shine forth to all the ends of the earth, so that the world might know you, the true God, and your Son, the Lord Jesus, and be saved. But just like Israel was wasted and devoured by strangers, and cut down because of her iniquities and fornications with the nations and their gods, so too it is with us. The church has been cast out of heaven and cut down to the earth. We've eaten the bitter fruits of the nations and defiled ourselves with their ways. Instead of shining unto them, we've darkened ourselves to fit in with their darkness. Return to us, O Lord. Look down from heaven and visit us. You raised up your Son, the one that you made strong for yourself, the man of your right hand. And he sits at the right hand of your power. Send forth the Spirit of your Son one more time to save us, to quicken us, and to turn our hearts and minds back to you forevermore. O Father, you see the tears of your people. Raise up shepherds among us to feed, guide, and protect your flock, O Shepherd of Israel. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, the face of Jesus, and we shall be saved. Psalm 80.